Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about how there is a upcoming fertilizer shortage with Dr. Keith Rose. But first, we talk about the National School Board Association dossier that was probably illegally conducted with the help of the Biden regime. And why is the Scottsdale Unified School District spying on parents, compiling social security numbers, vacation homes, and pictures of their children? Super weird, creepy, and should be a legal story out of Scottsdale. That and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And please consider supporting our show at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Pamela, Justin, and Jack for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I also want to tell you guys about America Fest. If you do not yet have your tickets for America Fest, go to tpusa.com/AMFEST. New speakers soon to be announced that are going to blow your mind. We have Lauren Boebert coming. We have Congressman Devin Nunes coming. We have Tucker Carlson coming. We have Kayleigh McEnany coming. We have Ted Cruz coming. And some really big speakers yet to be announced. Tickets might run out. So don't be those people that say, man, I heard about it and maybe I didn't get tickets. Jim Jordan is going to be there. Donald Trump Jr., Madison Cawthorn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, and so many others. Full concerts by Brantley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, and more. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Go meet people. Get there in person. Phoenix, Arizona. Tucker, Kayleigh, Ted, Jesse, Candace, Jim, Don Jr., Congressman Madison Cawthorn, and so much more. Get your tickets today. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Important episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So there's two stories I want to focus on, and they're both related. The first, though, is something that we've been very involved with, the Scottsdale Unified School District. As many of you know, I spoke at the Scottsdale Unified School District over the summer, and I called out many members of the board, including one of these creeps, this guy by the name of Jan Michael Greenberg, who's would be best described as a NPR pledge drive donor, as Tucker Carlson would say, Prius driving, Nalgene drinking, kind of backcountry hiking. So he's kind of displaced from some place in Portland, Oregon or Seattle, Oregon, who never should be on the school board. This is a childless creep who is on the Scottsdale Unified School District Board. He's been the big push behind forcibly masking children against the will of parents and kids, despite no significant risk of children dying from the Fauci virus in the Scottsdale Unified School District. And so I spoke in front of the school board, and he was so disrespectful to my wife, by the way, when my wife Erica spoke in front of the Scottsdale Unified School District. And this guy, Jan Michael Greenberg, who's a childless hack who sits on this board. And this is, and again, some people say, oh, Charlie, you shouldn't attack people that don't have kids that sit on the school board. No, I do think it's kind of weird that if you sit on a school board and you don't have kids. I get a lot of hate when I say that, but maybe after you've exhausted every single parent that wants to get involved, then childless people can get on the school board. But this guy, you look at him, he's nothing more than a political opportunist. And so we called him out for masking children and for defying state law. He is not a good person. And breaking news the last couple of days, now at the Scottsdale Unified School District, this is going to be Loudoun County 2.0, everybody. If you think what happened in Loudoun County was just an isolated incident, wait till I tell you what's happening in Scottsdale Unified School District. So this guy, Jan Michael Greenberg, he emailed one of the parents about some sort of back and forth, calling a parent anti-Semitic over her comment she made about billionaire George Soros. Like, give me a break. But in the screenshot, was a link to his private Google Drive account. Now, that private Google Drive account, then the parent had the wisdom and the wherewithal to actually go see, what does he have in the private Google Drive account? Well, in the private Drive account, he had a dossier of parents' private information, pictures of 8 and 10-year-olds logging and collecting information on parents in the Scottsdale Unified School District that might speak against his regime as governing board of the Scottsdale Unified School District. He said, we've identified, in there were 47 people who he hired private investigators to check their backgrounds, their divorce decrees. He had social security numbers, property records, and mortgages of parents who have just come and spoke at the Scottsdale Unified School District in Arizona. I hope you're listening very closely. Your taxpayer dollars, when you pay money, I pay Scottsdale taxes, by the way. Hello, this includes me. When I pay Scottsdale Unified School District money, I am paying for this creep to go spy on parents. Meanwhile, Scottsdale Unified School District enrollment is going down. They're masking children against state law. And what is he focused on? Oh, he's creating dossiers sent in with different labels and different folders. One that was labeled anti-mask lunatics or press conference psychos or parents showing signs that say CRT is racist or SUSD, we demand transparency. You have to understand that this example in Scottsdale is precisely what started the untangling or the unraveling, I should say, of what happened in Loudoun, which is a dossier of school board members spying on parents. The Scottsdale Unified School District has sent out this letter, Dear SUSD Parent Family, you may be aware of reporting this week regarding a Google Drive site allegedly created and maintained by Mark Greenberg. And so, yeah, this was his dad who did this. While the existence of the site and its public record contents may raise concern and activities are not within purview of the Scottsdale Unified School District to control and unrelated to our 22,000 students, which you guys do a horrible job of governing, by the way. That said, it is important to know that the governing board does not have unfettered access to student records protected by the Federal Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. They're lying. The Scottsdale Unified School District has lied throughout this entire process. They all have to go. And we have been keeping the drumbeat going. And yes, I will be there on November 30th, and you should be too. Spying on parents while the school district is falling apart and getting their social security numbers and divorce records. How about you do your job and make sure that students are learning math and reading and science? No. Instead, you have school board members that are compiling dossiers on parents that dare complain that their local schools are going to ruin. Jan Michael Greenberg, the childless creep who sits on this board, he hasn't spoke out against this, but he's the one that sent the screenshot. He's the very same one that had the expletive-filled response, who was disrespectful, incredibly disrespectful and rude and awful to my wife when she spoke at the Scottsdale Unified School District Board. But I hope all of you, and this is why this is a national story, is your local school board spying on you? Isn't it interesting how these left-wing collectivists, anti-parent activists, they can't help themselves but to spy on dissidents? What other dossiers exist that we don't know of? The FBI and the Department of Justice, and we're going to get to that in a second because it connects with another breaking news item. These are the people they should be investigating. Compiling pictures of 8 and 10-year-olds in your district because you don't like that their parents complain at your meetings? Really? And it's kind of funny. When I spoke at the Scottsdale Unified School District this last summer, his father, Jan Michael Greenberg, was there secretly taking body cam footage on school property and even saying that he hired private investigators to write down all their license plates. Why are we putting up with this? Well, we're not. And I hope we can inspire every single one of you. This guy's time is done. We are going to recall him. We are going to challenge him. It's not going to happen. We're not going to put up with this. When you have parents that are being labeled as domestic terrorists by the Department of Justice and the school board themselves think it's necessary to go take pictures of people's vacation homes, divorce records, and social security numbers. If you are a mom or dad listening to this right now, you might be spied on by your school board, by the people that you pay, that you put into political power. A lot more I want to get to, but then also the National School Board Association of America is now been revealed to be colluding with Department of Justice before sending the notorious domestic terrorist letter. And so this goes to another one of the dossier questions of the memo that the National School Board Association of America sent out. They were actually in collusion and coordination with the White House. We're going to get to that. But if you are listening to this and you are connected at all with the Scottsdale Unified School District, you better get this creep out of office quickly. Spying on 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds and parents because you don't like their politics is inexcusable. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. You could stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their businesses and robbing you of the quality and flavor that you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms that help you make great American meals. Restore the American ranch and your meals to the former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com completes three basic needs. Number one, you have to eat. Number two, you want to support the country. Number three, support the Charlie Kirk Show. Did you know the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries? Because of the foreign labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Support American beef and meat, everybody. Good Ranchers is here to put America numero uno first at the dinner table and farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. So get a box of meat delivered straight to your home. And last week, Good Ranchers upgraded their website to handle the traffic that came from the listeners of this show. Thank you for supporting Good Ranchers. They support us. If you had trouble ordering last week, GoodRanchers.com is back and better than ever with an extra special limited time offer. Just go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie right now and get 10 free bistro fillets, and even better, subscribe and save $25 on each box of mouth-watering American meats for life that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets. That's $100 value and free express shipping if you go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, and $25 off your subscription for life at GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Support the show, support the country, and eat well. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. The National School Board Association of America coordinated with the White House, Department of Justice, before sending notorious domestic terrorists letter, Fox News reports. Newly released internal emails reveal that the National School Board Association coordinated with the White House and Department of Justice before sending Biden the notorious letter that compared concerned parents to domestic terrorists. Viola Garcia, the National School Board Association president, whom the Department of Education later named to a federal board, sent a memo to the National School Board Association of America on October 11th, providing a timeline of the National School Board Association's interaction with the White House ahead of the letter to Biden, which the National School Board Association sent on September 29th. Quote, concern over the current climate for school board members is also a top priority as disruptions at school board meetings grow and members face growing threats, Garcia wrote. The National School Board Association of America is actively engaged with the White House, Department of Justice, and Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Education, Surgeon General, and other federal agencies on pandemic issues. But here's the most important thing, is that on September 14th, 2021, the NSBOA, Organization of State Directors, they were informed that they had a meeting with the White House. And subsequently, on September 17th, the interim executive director emailed notice to the State Association executive directors that indicated a letter requesting federal assistance would be sent. In response to the letter sent by NSBA on October 4th, 2021, the Attorney General announced in a memorandum widely shared throughout the U.S. Department of Justice that he was ordering all U.S. attorney offices and local FBI offices to reach out to local and state law enforcement officials to coordinate efforts on this problem within 30 days of the memorandum. This also contradicts what Merrick Garland said to Congress on October 27th. When Dick Durbin asked Garland if he had second thoughts following the NSBA's apology for the letter, and Garland said, quote, "The letter that was subsequently sent does not change the association's concern of violence or threats of violence. It alters some of the language in the letter that we did not rely on, is not contained in my own memorandum." So basically, here's what happened. Is you had collusion going on with the National School Board Association of America with the White House privately. They concocted this letter and then they sent the letter publicly. Then the White House had then the mandate to go to the Department of Justice to go say, we now want to go spy on moms and dads, treat them like domestic terrorists and use the Patriot Act against people we don't like. All of this is turning into a massive scandal. Some would call it Memogate, by the way. And the fallout has been incredibly severe. Ohio, Wisconsin, and the school boards of nine other states have terminated their relationships with the National School Board Association of America. Good. The letter may have also emboldened many parents supporting Glenn Youngkin, who won the Virginia governor's race earlier this month. Parents have spoken up at school board meetings across the country protesting harsh COVID-19 mitigation measures like school closures and raising their voice against transgender policy, but Fox News continues. But here's the most important thing. In talks over the last several weeks with White House staff, they requested additional information on some of the other specific threats. So the letter also details many of the incidents that have been occurring. So the National School Board Association of America did what Biden wanted. He said, hey, can you just get us a letter? Just get us a letter that will give us the ability to then use the Department of Justice to then spy on them using the Patriot Act, using Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There was no fact pattern that warranted the FBI to do it. The FBI relied upon the letter that was created by the Biden regime. So they say we're only now saying we want to spy on parents and monitor their activities because of threats of violence. But they're the ones that met with the National School Board Association of America to actually create and concoct that letter. In response to the letter, then the Attorney General a couple days later said that he is ordering all U.S. attorney offices and local FBI offices to reach out to local and state law enforcement office officials to coordinate efforts on this problem within 30 days of the memorandum. We're long past that. And yet Merrick Garland has still not rescinded his letter. No, it still stands. The National School Board Association of America has apologized for their letter, but Merrick Garland's letter still stands. There is still a memo out to U.S. attorneys across the country to spy on, to monitor, potentially infiltrate, and treat parents like Al-Qaeda. And what's the fact pattern? It's because parents dared to complain. It's because parents dared to come out and say, I don't like what my kids are learning. Oh, really? You don't like what your kids are learning? We're going to spy on you. Garland should resign. There needs to be a special counsel into this immediately. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Joining us now is a friend of the show and someone that is a great American, Dr. Keith Rose. And we're going to go into a lot of different issues, but he really piqued my curiosity. We were talking the other day about something that everyone needs to be aware of, about not just the supply chain issue, but there's another shortage issue. And remember, we are 9 meals away from anarchy. And if there is a fertilizer shortage, we're going to have some big problems. Keith, welcome back. Tell us what's going on here and why should people care about this fertilizer shortage that people could see some news reports on but this is going to affect everybody. What's going on?
Good morning, Charlie. What's going on with the fertilizer situation right now is it's becoming harder and harder to get fertilizer. And for your listeners to understand the importance of fertilizer, most fertilizer that is utilized in the growth of crops, especially commercial crops, is synthetic fertilizer. Yeah, it's a nitrogen-based fertilizer. The way you make that fertilizer is with natural gas. The price, and it's being reported that this is the reason this is happening, but the spike in the price of natural gas is driving the largest fertilizer producer, CF Industries, here in the United States to stop making it. It's becoming too cost prohibitive. And at the same time, China and Russia, the two largest exporters of fertilizer, have stopped exporting fertilizer. It used to be fertilizer was $350 a ton. Now it's $650 a ton. And if you can get it in 6 months, it's projected to go $950 a ton. What this means to the average American citizen is 35% of the cost of growing crops is fertilizer. And the average commercial farmer, the mom and pop farmers, will not be able to afford fertilizer to grow crops. That, with a major shortage of fertilizer and also a shortage of chemicals for pesticide control, is going to potentially put us in a famine-like crisis by the spring, which is the prime growth season. And we're already seeing that around the world in smaller countries, more third world countries such as Ghana.
Well, Keith, those are some big words. So, and by the way, Keith has been right about everything. Keith called me in January of 2020 and said, Charlie, there's a weird flu-like pneumonia that's spreading. Everyone's ignoring it. And then 2 months later, he said, Charlie, there's some anti-malarials that could be very helpful about this, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, not to mention how Keith has just been on top of everything with Peter Daszak to Fauci and the Afghanistan stuff. You guys might remember Keith Rose was on top of everything to do with Afghanistan. So Keith, are you saying that we could be coming across famine type shortages? Remember, we are 9 meals away from anarchy. You think that people are mad now? Wait till they've gone 3 days without food. Help unpack that. Those are some big statements, Keith.
They are, Charlie. And I didn't just go looking for this. I own several ranches and I was speaking to my feed producer, the guy I buy my feed from. And he's a third generation owner of a business that's one of the largest in Texas. They provide feed for animals, ranch supplies, things like that. And he's a graduate of Texas A&M. He's very knowledgeable. And he and his father have been studying this, and they say they haven't seen anything like this where we're not going to have the materials to grow crops. The two major things you need to grow food, I'm just going to keep it on a 100,000-foot level, are fertilizer and pesticides. One, to allow the crops to grow, and two, to keep the crops from being eaten by bugs. Pesticides, to make it very simple, need yellow phosphorus and other basic chemicals to develop. China has cornered the market on yellow phosphorus. The largest pesticide producing company in the world is Syngenta, and that is owned by the Chinese Communist government. You can look that up. And so China has stopped exporting fertilizer. They have driven the price of chemicals to protect your crops up and now cornered the market on the products you need to get the chemicals. So our food supply is out of our control. The major growth period in the United States is in the spring. That's when we do the spring planting. So farmers are going to go and they're going to produce the crops we need for food. And you got to realize corn is not just used as for human consumption, it's for animal consumption. All these crops that we need also are for the animals to consume so that we have beef and we have other things. It's not just a small thing. What we're seeing right now are massive shortages on top of a supply chain shortage. And if the farmers are not producing crops, you could see a famine-like crisis. Now, there's, you know, in rural areas where people can make their own gardens, that's one thing. But can you imagine, Charlie, another, and I only know the way to say this, man-made crisis to roll around about the time that we're coming out of the coronavirus, right before the 2022 election season. And this is preventable. Part of it and a big component of it is we're driving up the price of natural gas, which we didn't have to do. And Rahm Emanuel famously said the Democrats never let a crisis, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. I would tell you the new Democrat Party says never let the chance to manufacture a crisis go to waste. Because while we're focused on coronavirus, and we should be, and all the corruption behind that, while we're focused on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and everything else, we're talking about food for our table. And people much smarter than me are very concerned. There's a shortage of tractors. You can't even find tractors. They need these tractors to harvest crops. And the sad thing is, Charlie, it's out of our control. Russia and China control a lot of the fertilizer supply. The U.S. manufacturers are not even making it right now. And one farmer told me the irony is that you might be able to get fertilizer and pesticides, but it's going to be so cost prohibitive. You would have to be a billionaire to buy it. And then I'm thinking, well, Bill Gates is a billionaire that owns a lot of farmland. You know, nothing happens by accident. And we have a lot of our land being bought up for use by foreign governments, by billionaires, and we're artificially driving the price to produce crops up. And, you know, before we would say this was a conspiracy theory, just like we would say maybe it's a conspiracy theory that a virus would be manufactured in a lab and released on an unsuspecting populace, or they would make a vaccine that wasn't a vaccine. But I think we need to pay attention to this, and we need to get ahead of it and bring as much attention publicly to this problem as possible.
So what could possibly be done to fix this, Keith? What could our leaders do to address this? And we're getting a lot of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. People they're freaking out. They're saying, I didn't know this was happening. Would this explain some of the shortages we're already seeing in food? Are we already feeling the effects of this, Keith? And what can we do to fix it?
Yes, we are. The short-term things we can do to fix it is, number one, release the power of the American energy sector, where we start opening up pipelines, allowing for the production of natural gas, reduce these crazy regulations. I mean, Charlie, we have to have natural gas to make fertilizer, and we're artificially driving that price up. The other thing is, and in the oil and gas industry, if you have OSHA mandating vaccines, you're going to lose a lot of your workers. The supply chain now to get anything used to be 30 days. It's 120 days at best because of the number of ships that are lined up off the coast. So initially, we need to lower our energy costs. That's one. Two, they're artificially driving up the price of yellow phosphorus. That's a trade issue. And that's something that this government, that's something that President Trump did very well when he dealt with countries like China and other countries we had trade with. We need to look ahead at the future and prepare for it now. We need to set up. There should be a really good task force on where are we going to get our pesticides? Where are we going to get our fertilizer? We can stop this if we pay attention, but this is, Bloomberg had something on this the other day. I mean, this is not a small thing. I think this is, it's one thing, you know, when we're driven by fear medically, but there's, like you said, we're 9 meals away from anarchy. When the stomach starts to rumble, it's a real palpable fear, and it shouldn't be that way. And if you have confidence in this current administration, then I guess don't worry, but I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
So Keith, this is a major issue. So let's take this even more broadly about kind of supply chains and things that people are seeing on the front lines. Should people start to prepare for these sorts of things that could possibly be encountering and coming forward?
You have to prepare for this. It's malfeasance if you don't. I think there's a lot of companies out there. I know you, but I like My Patriot Supply. You need to go out. You need to get food for your family. I would get 6 months of food. There's a lot of different sites. You go on their website. They'll help you plan it out. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you have the ability to grow crops, I own some ranches. I'm planting corn. I'm going to do winter planting. I'm getting organic fertilizer. It's not synthetic. It's organic. And there's some small mom and pop businesses that provide it. There's one in Center Texas here that's really good. And people are warehousing this. A lot of people have animals. They have to have the corn for their animals. And the corn are for feedlots, for beef prices. That's why you're seeing the beef prices, Charlie, go through the roof. It's involved, you know, use corn in everything. So this is very significant. And not being able to get the precursors for a lot of the pesticides is I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you have famine when you lose crops to bugs, to keep it simple. And I see nothing short of a big famine coming within 6 months. And we're already seeing that. You can Google Ghana and famine, and they're having that right now. We're finding, you know, look at the tractor supply. The new tractor supply is non-existent. And so we need to prepare as a society and get ahead of this. I believe that we will have an awakening, but this is something that we can't put our heads in the sand and that we have to pay attention to.
I completely agree with that. And maybe our leaders should be focused more on this instead of spying on moms and dads at school board meetings and worrying about the gendering of the United States, you know, like people in the United States military, whether we're gendering them correctly or naming a naval ship after Harvey Milk. Maybe they should be worried about, I don't know, whether or not we have yellow phosphorus and fertilizer and not going to have a famine. But our leaders shall not be distracted from the narrative of the regime. Hey, everybody. Lately, I've been sounding the alarm about why we all need to be well prepared in case the worst happens anytime soon. No, I'm not an alarmist. I'm a realist. I've been personally preparing myself and my family. And I hope you have too, because the way things are going, it's not looking good. And none of us should ever gamble with our family's well-being. That's why I strongly endorse My Patriot Supply as the go-to source for your family's emergency preparedness products. You'll find more than just emergency food. MyPatriotSupply.com carries about everything you'll need for the challenging times ahead. Plus, your order will be shipped quickly, much faster than the competition can. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get what you need quickly. They have food in stock, ready to ship, an unmarked box for your privacy. Don't wait and suffer the pain of regret. Things are falling apart, everybody, and you need to make sure you could feed your family if the worst occurs. I'm a prepper, and you need to prepare too. MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're seeing inflation, supply chain issues, energy crisis, and now potentially a fertilizer crisis, and with that, a food crisis. Keith, is this intentional?
Charlie, all the indicators show that it is, because we're artificially driving up the cost of energy that would, what the cost of natural gas, which you produce fertilizer with. China and Russia have stopped exporting fertilizer to us. China controls the largest chemical company, that's Syngenta, in the world, and they are driving up the price of fertilizers. China is also buying up a lot of land here. And it's not just China. I mean, you have the globalists like Bill Gates that's buying a lot of land. And at the end of the day, the prices, you might have fertilizer and chemicals available, but only those with the deepest of pockets and the wealthiest people will be able to manufacture food. So it all goes to who is going to control the food. And it appears China is making a move to control food. You realize China's also in the manufacturing of all the different products, and they use coal for manufacturing, and they're not able to get the coal now from Australia because of all the coronavirus issues. So there's a lot of little changes going on right now that are going to continually drive these prices up and make them more difficult to get. But here in the United States, what I'm not seeing, you ask me if I think it's intentional, is no one's addressing this crisis. We're too concerned about addressing the crisis of what does our board, you know, genetic makeup look like in a major corporation, or are we woke enough? And when people are hungry, again, I believe that they're not passing on a chance to create a crisis, because this administration can't afford to have a calm, wake, alert American public, because they see just the absolute disarray of this government and the absolute failure of this administration.
So what Republican governors seem to be caught flat-footed here. And what's amazing, Keith, what you're saying is you're pinpointing an issue that also talks about, that really focuses on agricultural states. I mean, it's about time that we start to have some leaders on the center right here understand that there's some structural things that actually might fall apart, and it's happening in real time.
Sure. I mean, they need to pay attention to who's buying land, what the land's being used for, and are these farmers going to be able to produce crops? Do we have any reports that tell us what we're going to have or not going to have? And again, Charlie, all this is coming on the heels of a well-planned out pandemic, or plandemic, as you and I like to call it. And so you have people that are still we have forced mass vaccination for a disease that is uniformly survivable. You have them pushing vaccines that don't prevent getting or transmitting the disease. And they're pushing that all the way through major corporations, the medical structure, and the military. So what we're seeing with food on top of that is it's hard to not see a sector that hasn't been artificially touched to create chaos. And they're all kind of coming together at the same time. And it could be the perfect storm.
Well, I hope you're wrong. Well, Keith, you've never actually been wrong about any one of these things. But when you and I talked on the phone for about an hour the other day, I could see it all coming together. And I was like, okay, I always like, all right, come on, Keith, you've been right. And then I looked, I said, oh my goodness, you go fortune.com, all these other places, fertilizer issue, you know, starting to raise food prices. I'm like, huh, that's a big deal. And no one is talking about it, right? No, they're talking about the January 6th committee, or they're talking about, and we've been talking about Kyle Rittenhouse too, but this is a serious structure issue, right? And meanwhile, we have an infrastructure bill passed by weak-kneed Republicans that are trying to build electric charging vehicle stations. Meanwhile, we might not have synthetic fertilizer to feed our population. And so I think this is one of the most important things. We pride ourselves on the show of trying to go a level deeper and warn our audience of what's really happening. And, you know, not just giving them the hopium type stuff. Keith, God bless you. Thank you for everything. Keith runs the Scalpel podcast, everybody. Go give him a subscribe. He does a wonderful job. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.